And I want to begin with this testimony, because on three occasions recently, the last 2 years, I've had a visitation from the Lord in which I have seen the angel of finance. An angelic realm in heaven devoted to the finances. I mean, God gives power to get wealth. God oversees the wealth of this world. It's God's wealth. It's God's riches. It's God's money. Jehovah Jireh. Doesn't matter whose hands it's in. It belongs to the Lord. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord in Christ. And God, as he has archangels and healing angels and so many angels on assignment, you better believe God has in heaven angels on assignment to watch over your money, to gather investments, to bring favor, to bring power in your life so that you can have favor and wealth. And I've had the privilege on three occasions now of seeing this angel of finance. And every time there's an incredible financial breakthrough. Not just how the people respond and give, but the receiving that comes back to the people. There's something opened up in heaven that I believe we need to see opened in this place, in this church, this morning, for your breakthrough and for the breakthrough that's continuing to come. There's going to be a whole lot of supernatural giving going on. And what happened to me was, I was sitting in this meeting and I fell into a trance. And a trance is simply a dreamlike state, but you're awake. And over the years, I've had many what you would call trances. And really, a trance is more of a state that you go into to have an experience. It's like God wants to get your attention because your brain's too busy. Remember Adam? God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam. It was a trance-like state. Before God could remove the rib from Adam's side, God caused this sleep to come because God wanted to do something, and most of the time our head gets in the way. And I can always feel the presence come. I can always tell when I'm about Peter. In Acts chapter 10, it says Peter fell into a trance. You know when they're coming, and you can actually resist it. But Peter fell into it, and I fell into a trance in Santa Rosa last week. And I didn't see anything. There was no vision. There was no dream. I was just in a trance. And I was totally awake, but checked out. And quite often I can't even move. I just sit there and stare into space. And people thought I was drunk in the Holy Ghost. Or, oh yeah, look at Todd over there. He's getting so drunk he can't move. And I was in a trance and I saw heaven open. And as I ascended a ladder, and I ascended into the heavens, I saw white feathers. I mean, these feathers were as real as any bird or any dove in the natural. This was not a vision. These were full, vibrant wings and feathers. I mean, I thought I was seeing something for real, like in the natural realm. It was that vivid. And then I noticed the wings moved. And there was an arm under one wing and an arm under the other wing. And when the wing was lifted, I saw every precious gem, ruby, stone, treasure, diamond. I mean, every treasure that you could think of under the angel's wings. And then the angel stood and he has the body of a man and six wings. And it's the angel of finance. I've seen him on two other occasions. And right after I saw that angel, I saw a treasure room in heaven. It was a door called treasure. And at that point, when I saw the door was open and I was in, without thinking, I was in this treasure room. Didn't have any other treasure in it except for one item. Gold coins. That was the only item in this treasure room. Gold coins. And I'm standing there and I'm stuffing my pockets. In fact, I got an opportunity to look at myself in the experience. And I kind of look like one of those old guys from 1950, 1960, the suits they'd wear. How everyone would have even the hat and the big baggy trousers, the suspenders, the old suit jacket, the old man suit. And I was wearing this old man suit, bald, hat on my hat. And I looked like something out of a movies in the 1950s or 60s, you know. This short, pudgy guy in an old man suit. Brown trousers, brown, you know. And I'm stuffing gold coins into my pockets. I filled up one pocket and the gold coins are falling out. I filled up the other pocket. I opened my trousers and I started filling my trousers with gold coins. Then I was stuffing them into my pocket, stuffing them into my suit jacket. Then I opened my shirt and I started stuffing gold coins down my shirt. And then I said, Lord, what am I doing? He said, you're getting the offering. I wasn't receiving an offering. He said, you're getting the offering. The offering is in heaven. The money, you're getting the offering. So once I heard the Lord, then I made a conscious decision in my experience to get even more gold. So now I was collecting more and I was stuffing it in my ears anywhere I could fit it. So I came back from that experience and something happened. Now, one of our associates, I was preaching on reigning and resurrection. And my guys are trained on the road and in the meetings we do around the world that whenever somebody's in the glory and there's a moment of anointing and they make an anointed point, the guys will just run up and go, that's what I want. Bam! And they'll throw money just on the altar. You know, sowing in that moment of glory, you know, sowing into the anointing. And so Jeremy, he put $41 down on the pulpit. Just, bam, I want that. Just whatever it was that I said, he was, I'm sowing into that, you know. Bam, can't buy the anointing, but I'm sowing into that. Bam. Within 5 minutes, somebody walked up to him and gave him $400. $400. 2 minutes later, somebody walked up to him and said, here's another $100. He had $600. Reminds me of when Joshua Mills was here. You know, that man carries a realm of the glory, signs and wonders, the presence of God. And, you know, you can't buy the anointing, but my wife and I made a decision. I'm going to take $1,000. And I'm going to sow it into the man, not even into the ministry, to the man, because that man, there's something on the man that I want. So I wasn't trying to get money back either. I mean, I don't give for money. I want the glory. I was sowing into the glory. I said, God, I'm reaping 100-fold of glory realm. And I sowed this $1,000. The very next day, an angel appeared to me. There were several people that were there. And the angel started sprinkling gold on the top of my head. We actually got pictures and video. I had like 8 golden nuggets come out of my scalp. My face was covered in gold. I started doing this to my hair and gold flakes fell on the ground. You could see them laying on the ground. And people said, Todd, your face is covered in gold. It got on my dog later. My dog was covered in gold. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, that's a sign that you received an impartation. You received an impartation this morning. That was a sign that it showed up. I'm not going to be a glory man and walk around manifesting gold. That's not what I'm after. I'm after walking in the realm of the glory, signs, and wonders. And so here we are in Santa Rosa, and I said, there's something happening. And then all of a sudden, people got up there's no official, we're taking an offering. People just started piling money on the platform. Now, what you need to know is we weren't doing all that well. Every guy on the team that took an offering, $800, $5,000 was the biggest, $3,000, you know. And it's not about dollars, but I want you to get the picture here. People just started running up. And some people gave 3 times over the course of the evening. They just kept coming and throwing money. And over the course of the evening, they counted up this offering. And it was over $40,000. Now that's with all the other people that received money.